Welcome to the Punch Bowl, folks. It's Friday night, September 29th, 2023. And I'm your host, William Rapillum, and welcome to my show. Tonight, I want to get to something. I'm going to focus on kind of continuing what came up last night, because I can't stop thinking about it, what it means to be a man. And we got a call. It was a kind of a strange call we got last night. It was a little out of the ordinary. From a guy that called himself Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, I thought this was Paul from California calling in. But it wasn't. It was somebody else. And he had kind of told us a story last night about his experience with his wife, and how he had become a stay-at-home dad. And it started out where he was mentioning that he had been the victim of affirmative action. And then his wife came to work at the company and passed him up on the corporate ladder. And they ended up... he ended up being the stay-at-home dad because she was making enough money. And needless to say, the sort of expected thing happened. She ended up having a couple of affairs on him, found out about him. Now, this is pretty private stuff, I would say, for somebody. But he called in and he shared this with us. And that's because we started talking about... We started talking about George Maloney who's the prime minister of Italy, who recently, you know, did a very, very heart breaking kind of flip flop on her stance on immigration. It seemed like it was sort of like a one off, and then she came back and still was against it. Because I was trying to gather information about where is she at now? What's going on now? What's happened subsequent to what we heard about, you know, at the end of August there with her? And then we also had even more recently, we had Jacinda. I don't know if her name's Jacinda or Jacinder. Ardern of New Zealand, who is a disgusting, rabid communist that thinks that Mike, let me get this video clip, because I do want to play this. It's relevant to what we're talking about, but what I wanted to really get into tonight is what it means to be a man, and how we can do little things, and how we, you know, it doesn't really matter what's happened in the past. We can't base our life on that. You gotta pick up and look for little opportunities how we can, you know, become more of a man, because there's always room for improvement. There's always room for improvement, and I think life's very much about that. About, you know, if you're born a man, you are who you are, but you can also do things. You can conquer fear. You can conquer, you know, just your own little things that are going on in your head. And most of the time, I would say, a lot of these things are all in your head. And I'll give an example, right? Dancing, right? Like, I just came from the local place where there was a band playing, and you know, like, you know how, like, you go out places and some, you're either one of those people that likes to get up there and start dancing, or you're just not really into that. You're just kind of shy or something, and you don't want to look stupid or whatever. You feel ridiculous or awkward dancing. So that's kind of me, to be honest with you. But one of the things that I wanted to do was actually become better at it, because I think, you know, I'm actually a single guy now. I wasn't for quite some time. But when I, you know, in my earlier life, when I was single, I always was kind of about talking to any woman that I saw that I was interested in, and I would do that, and they say there's a phrase that's called you chase a woman until she catches you. that saying always kind of stuck with me. Well, so I don't want to get into too much personal stuff, you know, but I just think this topic's pretty important, and I just putting out something where, you know, I mean, why not let you guys get to know me a little bit on a personal level? It won't kill us, right? Hopefully. Hopefully it won't lead to, I don't know, the Jew, crashing down on us somehow. Well, anyway. So, got a barking dog outside that, I guess he's not barking anymore, but he likes to bark. He's quite a barker. Sometimes I'm scared he's going to scare the wrong person walking by. So, anyway, we got this clip that I want to play kind of first, because the roots of this conversation come from last night's discussion, which were about women being put into positions of power. Now, when we put this on the backdrop of feminism, which really got its roots back in the early part of the 20th century, over 100 years ago, this is all a Jewish plan to get rid of, you know, family norms, to get women thinking that the family was an oppressive structure, an oppressive thing for her, that she needed to break free from. So this mind manipulation took place. And so last night, you know, we got into, you know, because I think that this cancer of feminism is metastasized so terribly many women don't even know what it even, they can't even conceptualize what kind of freedom and incredible feeling of liberation that they would feel from actually becoming mothers, being a wife, and doing what it says in the Bible in Ephesians 5:23, which says, let me read it. Ephesians 5:23. Here, hold on for a second. I'll find it. Got it around here somewhere. Okay, I found it. All right. So, and I apologize for the sound, guys. My internet's out, so I'm going directly through my phone right now, so you're probably hearing not as good quality sound. But Ephesians 5:23 says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body." So this is the natural nature as explained in the Bible. And this makes sense. Now, it doesn't make sense to people that haven't ever been exposed to that thinking, because we've been brainwashed so much with this Jewish feminism, which is designed to break the family down and stop us from reproducing. Stop us from reproducing, because that's really what they want, because they don't want us, especially Christians, right? They don't want us in the way of their, you know, Jewish New World Order, right? So, where do I go from there? Hey, give me one second. I got to take care of something real quick. Hang on. Be right back.
Expose. Expose.
Okay, I'm back. Are we going on break earlier there, Mike? Sorry, I didn't give any indication of when I would come back. I had to let the dog inside the house. He's scratching on the door. So, so the whole thing is that marriage has been made to look very unattractive, you know, to my generation, Generation Xers. It absolutely has been made to look like a very unattractive institution. But it is not that. And so what I was trying to get at last night on the show with Jeremy was how incredible this connection, this male-female connection can actually be. And I can't say that I'm like somebody experienced with that, because I've never been married, but and you know, a lot of that's due to a lot of the psychological warfare that has been, that I've, you know, been a I don't want to call myself a victim, because that's not what a man would do, right? I mean, that's not what a man is supposed to do. A man is supposed to take responsibility. And this is what I was wanting to kind of get at. How many opportunities are we passing up because, you know, because we've got our head in the sand thinking that, you know, this thing that's going wrong is not a blessing in our life, right? So what I wanted to say last night to my friend that called in, and was a very nice person, it was a kind of a tragic situation that he was explaining. But what I want to say is, first of all, it's never too late to, and to do otherwise would be a very narcissistic thing. To feel sorry or cry over lost time or be woeful about that, because as you cry over lost time, more time is passing. So all we have is now and going into the future, and we have to ask ourselves the question all the time, okay, where is the opportunity? As a man, what is the opportunity that I have right now? And how do I seize upon that opportunity? See, this is, we're conquerors by nature, and that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to be conquerors. And that doesn't mean that we're violent people. It means, you know, and as I explained earlier, conquering fear. Conquering fear that you have within, that we have within our own heads about things. Or you know, trepidation or hesitation, or even, you know, I there was a, let's just say, you see an opportunity. And then you don't go after it because you make excuses about it. I don't have enough experience with that sort of thing. So I'm going to go get more experience with that sort of thing first before I go and seize upon this opportunity, because they're afraid of making a mistake or afraid of looking foolish or whatever it is. And, it doesn't mean that that you can't take caution into consideration. But we don't feel good about ourselves because we don't seize upon opportunities that we should be seizing upon, because maybe we've been manipulated in our minds. So this is all what I call Jew brain. Okay, this is just an overall small component of having Jew brain, because of listening to propaganda, and part of listening to that propaganda is thinking, it's unfair what, you know, the Jew has done to the world, and my opportunities are dwindled because of it. Well, you know, maybe, but so what? I mean, so, and I might as well just be coaching myself right now, because I'm not trying to give anybody else advice. But the what I'm trying to say is that, you know, for example, we could be making money in a way that there could be some clever ways to make money. You think about that. That's a man thing to do. Find clever ways to earn money and take care of your family, right? So let's say you have a job that that passes you over because of affirmative action. Rather than be a victim of that, you take it as a blessing, because there's something that's more, there's some other opportunity out there that God is trying to push you towards. And it's going to be better. It's going to be better. Now, this is something that I do have a little bit of experience with. And, you know, I also am blessed with a parent that kind of taught me this, too. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I can't forego that. You know, my own dad is one of those people that doesn't dwell on things, but, you know, if something negative happened, he could turn it into something positive and turn it into even something lucrative. So that's what being a man, that's what we need to be doing. That's how we need to be thinking as men. And it's kind of, you know, agility, having agility to deal with the things, the challenges that come to us in life. So last night I was like, I was thinking, I hope this show doesn't sound like Dr. Laura. Good Lord. All right, then. All right, we're up against a break. Be right back. Talk to you guys in a bit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Situation for all the world to see. Gone is my innocence, all that's left is me. Rising love just to tear me down. I can be your perfect stranger, but just not now.
All right, we're back, folks. So what I was trying to get at before we don't want to get it stuck in a mindset. And oh, by the way, I wanted to preface the show here with that this is a different type of show. I know we're not reporting the news. I mean, you can go and today there's been a lot of people reporting the news and talking about stuff on the news, so I don't think it's a problem to once in a while have a show that gets into a little bit different content, especially content that will help us, I think, personal, right? And I don't mean to get too personal, but it is personal. And however it is that you assess yourself as a man and is a very personal thing. So if you've been going through life with an attitude of I was a victim of this, so this happened, and I can't do anything about this, it's too late, whatever. This is the kind of thinking that you need to just expel from your mind, and you need to start getting in the mindset of, you know, what actually, where's the opportunity, and where, and what can I, I'm gonna come across opportunities today that I don't know that are going to happen. So how am I going to seize upon those opportunities and create a generative situation? Because as men, that's what our duty is to do, is to be generative, is to generate. And what that's for in terms of humanity, which we're trying to save right now, which we've been part and parcel of partaking in the destruction of it, because we've had manipulated brain or Jew brain or whatever you want to call it. We've succumbed to the propaganda. So I would rather than call myself a victim of something, I would say, I succumb to the propaganda. And so you take more responsibility. When you take more responsibility, then you have the ability to change it. And that's what we have to do. And we cannot get like stuck in a mindset of I got to be the victim of this situation. There's something else beyond this. There's some other opportunity beyond this that we just don't want to miss it. Just think about all the opportunities that you've missed, that we've missed. I mean, I don't like to think about it. It's kind of horrifying. But if you're not conscious of it, it's hard to feel bad about it. But imagine that you could have had all the things of your wildest dreams if you just had made this one decision to go talk to this person or something. And you were afraid to, so you didn't do it. Well, don't beat yourself up over it. Yeah, I guess I don't know what else to say about this. Why don't you guys call in, and I want to hear from you. I want to get your feedback here. And I don't want to hear any complaining about anything. I want to hear, like, answers for, you know, how. That's what I want to hear. It's like, what I want to hear answers, because I don't have them. I'm looking for them. Opportunities on how you can be a better man or a better woman, and to exemplify the qualities of a man or to exemplify the qualities of a woman, and how you've fallen short on it, and then how you can be better at it. I'd love to talk about this tonight. We've only got a half hour left. Let's see if we can't skip the last break. Please call in. The number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Go ahead and call in. I don't think I have anybody waiting on the stack, so I'll get you right up to the front of the line here. And hopefully I'm not just, you know, shooting into the wind over here. I hope this conversation is helpful to somebody. It's definitely helpful to me. If I'm not talking to anybody else, well, fine. I'm talking to myself, and I'm pep-talking myself, and fine. Great. I'm changing my own mind over here. I'm making myself better. But again, I'd really like to hear from you guys and see what your ideas are about this discussion. All right. Break time. Be right back.
A peaceful man stands tall. The tall. The tall.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back, and I've got callers. I'm excited about that. I've got William in Texas, Dan in Washington, and Mike in Kentucky. I'm going to go ahead and take William first. William, welcome.
Hey, William. How you doing tonight?
Good, William.
Good. Hey, before the last break, man, I recognize you're playing some Joe Bonamassa. That's great.
Yes, sir. Yes. Great. He's a great, great player. I've seen him in concert a couple times. He was playing that song, This Train, when I went and saw him the first time, that when we first got there, we were a little bit late. It was a great song, This Train. I'll have to put that
he's
one on.
He's just a great performer. Yeah, he's a great, great musician, great performer, really puts heart and soul into everything. Yep. So, yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you wanted some points on staying positive, and I think one of the things is you've got the right idea because you know, Christ is, you know, your foundation. He's my foundation. And we need to realize that depression is a big-time weapon of the enemy of our souls, you know. And I think once we do realize that, we'll say, hey, you know, this depression isn't just coming out of the blue. This just didn't, you know, just come out of nowhere. This is literally an attack many times, you know. And I'm not saying there's a demon behind every rock. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of Christian, but, you know, I think if we use discernment, a lot of times the enemy will know our weakness and try to get us like really down, like you were saying before the first break, you know. And, you know, the Bible tells us to counter that. He says, you know, fight the good fight of faith. You know, the Bible says in another place, overcome evil with good, and just staying positive, because the Lord is our anchor right now. This world is just tossed to and fro. It's chaos. It's chaotic. And I just agree with a lot of what you said in the first half of the show. Still there?
Sorry. I said right on, William. I really appreciate the call and your points that you're making. And it makes me think about, how we all go through stuff, you know. And you know, I again want to iterate that these things, this so-called depression, right? It can actually be, you know, you're trying to heal an old wound, or it can be an opportunity to deal with something that you've had buried, or, you know,
yeah,
it isn't a bad thing necessarily. It doesn't feel good, and people want to attribute it to a demon. But I'd kind of rather look at it like, oh, you know, it's like this has been a long time coming. I've had this thing I haven't dealt with, and now here it is coming up. And, you know, it's okay to, like, purge emotions and whatnot. That's fine to do that. You know, I mean, that feels good to do that.
Absolutely. But, deal with it head on. Right.
Yeah. We just face it. You know, I went through something earlier this year that was pretty rough. You know, I took it on and just went through it. I mean, there's nothing else I could do, really. You know, I tried to write some music out of it. Some of the music came out being really pathetic. But some of it came out really good, you know. So, and then now I feel like I'm, you know, on my feet and, you know, I've been doing pretty good. We can't let, I think it's the way we think about these things, the way that we process them. One of the things that, you know, Lorraine Day is,
yes,
she does these Bible studies, every week. Been on hiatus actually a little bit lately, but, she says that, that her cancer that she had was a blessing because it helped her to make these necessary changes in her life that she needed to make. So all the cancer was a signal, essentially, saying, hey, you need to make these changes. If you do, you'll be fine. So that'll make you happier, right? So, I mean, just imagine if everybody thought that way, right? If everybody thought
You got to see every closed door or every downfall as an opportunity for an open door, you know, an opportunity for something new. And once again, another verse that says, you know, if people love the Lord, the Bible says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, you know, who are the called according to his purpose. So we have that edge if we just take advantage of that and see it that way.
Yeah, and going into the future here, we've got a lot of things like kind of like it's like we're spinning towards a black hole, sort of, and you know the truth about a lot of things are coming out, and you know there's all kind of, you know, there's division created amongst friends and stuff like that going on. We've got to take on this mentality a lot more than maybe we were prior. That's kind of why I'm trying to address it now. So.
Yeah, we can't just coast. I'm going to be honest. There's been times through my life, even probably years at a time, where I've just coasted, you know, and sometimes it is easy to coast. You know, you just go through life, you got a job, you're going through life this way and that way, you're just trying to make ends meet, and you're doing, and you're comfortable, and you coast. Well, right now with the total leftist, satanic onslaught, you know, it's not a time to coast. I mean, yeah, we got to know when it's time to rest, but... a lot of times it's we need to be on the offensive now because they ain't going to let up once you are against us, for sure.
They're not going to let up. So it's almost like we have to look at them as a tool for us to, think about like all the good that's come out of us fighting back against this Jewish onslaught, right?
Right.
All the friends we've created, the sort of insights we have, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to ever go back to who I was before I knew about what was going on. Now it's like we see that, yeah, they're never, ever, ever going to quit. And so knowing that, I mean, we're never going to quit. You know, we can't ever quit. And we have to have the right mindset. And things are going to start getting to be more and more immediate in terms of consequences for stuff, that we're going to have these skills in our mind developed. And I'm far from it. Believe me, I'm just speaking at this point. I don't have it. You know, I made some advances forward, you know, just from learning what I've learned. But we got to continue building it. And that you're right, coasting if you're coasting, then you have to look for, you've almost got to use that as, okay, I've got some time. I can build on this other goal that I had. You know, we got to write down our goals. We have to draw the goals if you can. You know, make, do artwork with the goal. That's what I think is even a better idea. If you have a goal in mind, put it on, not just on paper, but put it on a piece of art, right?
So that's an idea. Yeah, keep it in front of you. Keep it in the forefront of your mind, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Well, William, I sincerely appreciate the call. I've not heard from you before. I hope you'll call back again. And I got a couple more callers I got to get to before the end, but thank you again, sir.
Great show, William. Take care. We'll see you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we got Dan in Washington, and then after Dan, we got Mike in Kentucky. Dan, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, that guy yesterday is kind of a, I think he did the right thing, kind of in a situation like that. There's not much else he could do, so he chose to keep his family together. Have you heard of John Gray? He wrote a couple books. He's like a...
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like, you're kind of breaking up, Dan. I don't know if it's you or me. You're not breaking up, but you're kind of going, you're fading.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, because it's because Mike's typing. No, Mike, I got it. We got a couple more. I got Dan, Mike in Kentucky, Hunter Biden's laptop, which I think that's going to be the guy that called last night, and then Chance in West Virginia. So go ahead, Dan.
Hurry if you, okay.
Sorry, Dan.
He also wrote a book called "Women Are From Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice." Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, and it really does a good job describing what's happened to American women, and basically how this society actually changes their hormonal balance. And long story short, they basically turn into miserable bitches. And there's nothing you can do to make them happy. And they, women file for divorce like 80% of the time. A good example, I was thinking that friend you used to have from Spain or the Italian blogger. Doesn't she seem like a nice person or just easy to get along with versus like your average American woman? You can tell a difference, right? I mean, she seemed like a nice lady.
I'm not familiar with who you're talking about.
The one you had on the show, she was like from Italy or whatever. She had her YouTube channel talking about Jews.
Oh, Laura.
Yeah.
Talk about Laura? Yeah.
Anyway, I just noticed that.
She would actually say women should not be voting, which I thought was pretty based. And there's other women that have called and said the same thing. They kind of get it, you know.
My point is just that most women from other countries seem a lot easier to get along with because they don't have that hormonal change that he's talking about in the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Well, not American, to make it American more complicated, actually, Dan, but men have but also not been circumcised over there as well.
Yeah, I think Janine has some good points, but you got to look at what they did to American women to lower their testosterone, you know? And that's kind of what the book talks about. When women start pumping out male hormones, mm-hmm. then
right.
the men around them, you either become passive or usually
right.
they just become passive, like I don't give a shit about anything, so...
Yeah, for sure, Dan. I didn't mean to imply that it was a mutually exclusive thing about circumcision, but it definitely plays into it. Yeah.
Good. And she's got some good points there, too. But
Your point about the hormones, Dan, is really, I think, is really astute, and we got to follow up on this. One of these days, Dan, I got to have you on. We'll do a whole show.
Well, thanks for the offer. I don't know if I'm that good, but... I usually kind of go brain dead.
I'm always brain dead, Dan. Haven't you ever noticed?
Anyway, check that book out. Let the other callers get on. Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice.
Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and I tend to like blow it off.
Yeah.
Like pop psychology. It was like popular back in the day, but You know what, man?
Yep.
Sometimes you can find some nuggets in these books that became super popular. Even though they became super popular, I yep. tend to think that they're Jew sponsored. But no, I'm going to take heed of what you're saying.
He looks back. He's like, why are there so much divorce? Why is it like 80% of American women divorced, filing for divorce, or they file for divorce 80% of the time? Like, what? Why are they always complaining about not being happy? Or they didn't get enough roses, or their man didn't give them enough attention. But it's actually the woman, her psychology has just turned her into a miserable person, you know? Because the
right.
society...
I definitely do think
she
that
can't,
the relationship dynamics and society and where we've been pushed to in society absolutely plays into it. And I would say that they... I've been victims of that. But as men, I would say never, ever take a victim position.
All right. Thanks for taking the call, bud. Have a good night.
You too, Dan. Appreciate it. All right. We got about 12 minutes left on the broadcast here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Then I got Hunter Biden's laptop and Chance in West Virginia. So, Mike, welcome to the show. Oh, okay. Okay, we got Hunter Biden's laptop. I assume that's the same guy from last night that called in. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, William? I appreciate you, and I wanted to let you know, I've been a long-term listener of RBN, and I remember when you came on, and I've enjoyed your format. And I just wanted to say, you know, my wife was and is a devout Christian, and what happened was I don't think she really realizes how men work, and that she was vulnerable at work, you know, and she's a very attractive woman. She's always got lots of guys at work that are hanging around her, and she doesn't seem to realize that it's, you know, she's, you know, a very, very nice looking woman. You know, that's one of the reasons I started talking to her when I was in college. I've noticed her, and she's taken, you know, some of my classes, and we started dating, and 2 years later, I asked her to be my wife. Anyway, I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to, call back ever again as Hunter Biden's laptop, because I don't want to be defined by that. I don't want to be defined by the call that I made last night, because I don't call very often. I don't usually have an opportunity to call because I'm either outside working or my wife is around, and she gets her fill of RBN quickly. She doesn't like hearing it. She thinks it affects me negatively, and I'm like, whatever. You know, it's like I want to know the truth, just like you do, and Dan and Mike and all these other great callers, Lark from Texas. I mean, I'm just Mike Gaddy. I listen to all you guys, and you know, I have an open mind. So, anyway, I want to say thank you very much for all your help and your concern, and the format that you changed this evening because of my call. But you know, and I feel bad for your generation, because I think that, you know, I'm at the end of the baby boom group, and I do see all the changes that are going on, and I don't think it's healthy with the TikTok and the OnlyFans and so on, that, you know, these girls are being put on pedestals and guys are becoming incels and all these things. These terms didn't even exist when I was dating. So, anyway, I think I'm not going to ever call back again with this name, because maybe I can slip in as my original name I used to call under Stormfront and other things. But
okay.
I appreciate you, and keep up the good work. And I'm fine. I don't wish this on anyone, what happened to me, and you know, we've moved on, but it still affects me. it affected my change in career choice. It affected the children. I could see the kids knew something was the matter, but you know, we soldiered on, and those two boys are highly successful, and I'm very proud of them. They have long-term girlfriends, and I think it helps that they see that their mom and dad are nuclear. We might not be the ideal couple, but I think a lot of people think that we're good.
Wow. Yeah. As long as you're happy.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I live out in the country.
I got a couple other calls I got to get to.
All right, I'll let you go. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you too. Call back again.
All right, well, I'm not going to be Hunter Biden anymore.
Okay.
All right.
And I do appreciate it because you have definitely given this show some great stuff to talk about. And I think it's a really compelling situation that you have there. Good for you for keeping it together with your wife.
Too bad. All right. Too bad. We're not next door neighbors. We'd have a beer or something like that. Anyway, take care.
Yeah. You got it, bud. All right. All right. We got Chance in West Virginia. Chance, welcome.
Yes. Hello, William. Thank you for taking my call. You mentioned Dr. Lorraine Day and how she said cancer has been a blessing in her life. As a cancer survivor myself, I know exactly what she means. And I'll tell you why. I've learned more. When I went through the cancer, I eventually looked like a walking skeleton. And I found out more about other people than I did myself. It taught me a big lesson. You would be shocked how many people drop you and abandon you when you wind up with a cancer. It's somehow, I don't know what's in their mind. Maybe they think it's a communicable disease, or they're terrified of it, or, and that's one thing. And another thing is how some people, a lot of people, look at you with pity. Pity is the one thing you don't need when you go through a tragic illness, okay? I mean, it's like saying, well, thank God I don't have it, you know? And,
right.
Yeah. And that's one thing you don't need, because you feel odd, you know? Because, I mean, you look like hell, but you don't want to be reminded of it. You just want to fit in again, you know? So I know exactly what she means. Having cancer myself, it taught me more about other people than it did myself. Now, I can't speak that way about the health caregivers because they were genuinely concerned, you know. But as far as most people, I'm telling you, it's a learning experience. And it's, like I said, it has been a blessing in my life, you know. And it sounds crazy to people, you know, who haven't been through it, I'm sure. But I could say it was a blessing. It taught me quite a bit. And that's all I wanted to say, because that phrase by Dr. Lorraine Day, it touched home with me, you know?
So, that's awesome. I'm good to hear, Chance.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Had you heard her say that before, or you just heard it for the first time?
No, I've heard it before a while back, and you repeated it. But, see, when I hear this, you know, it... the floodgates break open because I've been there, you know?
Yeah.
And in a way, it's good to be reminded, but in another way, it brings you back to that torment, you know?
Yeah.
But you can't run. It is what it is, you know?
Right.
It is what it is. By the grace of God, I'm alive today. I shouldn't have been, but I am. So I know it, and it only takes another cancer survivor to understand what she meant. See, unfortunately, people just don't understand that. But I've been there. I've been there, and
I think I understand it to some degree. You know, I mean, I haven't battled with cancer. It could happen to me too. But yeah. But all right. Well, Chance, I got to get Mike in Kentucky before the end of the show here.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great weekend. Mike, welcome.
One of these days, Alice Powell writing the kisser. You don't know the reference, do you? The Honeymooners.
What's his name? Honeymooners.
Jackie Gleason. Nobody remembers.
Ralphie Boy and Norton.
Yeah. Norm was a sewer worker, and he was a bus driver. But now they've been.
You got about one minute here, Mike.
Pigeonholing men.
Sorry.
Pigeonholing and stereotyping men, like from Peg and what's his name on Love and Marriage. And everybody was.
Yeah, Al Bundy.
So, they're all flawed characters, of course, because that's the way you do comedy. You exaggerate stuff. But it has that effect. I knew a guy who worked in a factory or something, shift work, and the guy, every time he left, a coworker would say, your wife's going to have you dinner fixed and be all lovey-dovey tonight. And then, oh, watch out, your wife's going to be in a bad mood tonight. And he finally asked him, how do you know this? They both watched the same soap opera.
Mike. Well, thanks. I appreciate the call. We're at the end of the show. Sorry you didn't have a little more time. It's kind of hard to manage all the people called in there last half hour. So, everybody have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for listening to the Punch Bowl, you guys. Hope you got brought out of it. Talk to you later. Talk to you later. Just save it for another guy. Talk to you later. Don't want to hear it again tonight. I'll just see you around. Public Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.